I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Ukrainian President Zelensky says Russian strikes have destroyed 30% of the country's power stations. Drones from Iran have played a large part in the attacks. Eric Mock is with the Slavic Gospel Association.
Now winter is setting in, and in the middle of winter and the destruction of the electrical and heating infrastructure, I think you're going to get a new wave of refugees that'll be fleeing because there's no way to stay warm during the winter. And you're going to see a loss of life coming from the elements because they cannot be cared for.
The bombings will probably continue for now. Putin recently appointed a man often known as General Armageddon to lead the Ukraine invasion. Local churches minister to those suffering and in need. You can support them through SGA's Operation Winter Warmth. Learn more at missionnews.org. And the FM radio station BE107 in Batam, Indonesia, joined the Trans World Radio Network last summer. It's already become a listener favorite in Singapore. TWR's John Fugler.
We heard from one listener, and she says, "We have memorized 70 of your songs that you're playing on the morning show. This has become part of our family's life. We're listening to them all the time." And so when you see that happen, you know families are being changed.
BE 107 reaches a potential audience of 7 million people in three countries: Singapore, parts of Indonesia, and southern Malaysia. It's a region in Southeast Asia that's hungry for the hope of Christ.
Pray that we'll be building up the body of Christ there and creating relationships with churches. And for Indonesia and Malaysia, pray that people would come to Christ and that the truth of the gospel would really shine through.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here and on social media. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.